KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a few sprinkles in the air, and it's currently 34 degrees. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with light rain and a high in Atlantic of around 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dish Network. The family of Des Moines stage and film actor and Atlantic native Michael Cornelison says the 59-year-old died Saturday from liver complications. Mike's son Nick told the Des Moines Register his father had been in declining health for 10 days and had lived with liver problems for many years. In 1993, following a surgery, doctors estimated Cornelison would live only another 10 years. Throughout the weekend, condolences and remembrances were posted on Cornelison's Facebook page, where his death was first announced on Saturday by his son. Cornelison graduated from the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York City and made a career of acting in Hollywood and in Iowa. In Des Moines, he worked with the Des Moines Playhouse, Stage West Theater Company, and Charlie's Playhouse. Mike also acted in feature films alongside Bill Murray in Where the Buffalo Roam, Albert Brooks in Lost in America, and fellow Iowan Tom Arnold in the final season. After a stint in Hollywood between 1978 and 1984, Cornelison returned to Iowa, where he became involved not only in stage productions, but Iowa independent films. He was a movie buff and loved popular culture, especially filmmaking, old horror movies, comic books, and jazz music, according to his son. A memorial service for Mike Cornelison is being planned at the Des Moines Playhouse. The date and time have yet to be announced. I'll have more news in just a moment. It's 7:08.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Millennium Park here in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
A whole closet full of new wigs.
A closet full of wigs?
Yes.
See, I think you'd be happier getting a new phone faster without a new contract from your wireless company.
Yeah, that would make me happy, too.
You see, you could get a new phone in as little as 10 months by switching to U.S. Cellular.
That would be grand.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I get a new phone every 2 years.
But what is similar between a wig and a cellular phone? Coverage.
Yeah, coverage.
If your wireless company is making you wait too long for a new phone, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get everything from Android-powered to messaging phones faster. And be with the happiest customers in wireless. To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Are you tired of waiting to get a new phone? You won't have to when you come see me and upgrade to U.S. Cellular, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report that two people were injured when the pickups they were driving collided Sunday evening just north of Stanton. 39-year-old Robin Michelle Sanders of Corning was taken to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital by Stanton Rescue, while 42-year-old Anthony James Clark of Red Oak was transported by private vehicle. The Sheriff's Department said Sanders was traveling east on Highway 34, approaching the intersection with O Avenue or County Road M63. At about the same time, Clark was traveling south on O Avenue. Clark told authorities he stopped at the intersection, looked both ways, and thought it was clear. As he proceeded south, his 1999 Chevy 1500 pickup was hit in the middle of the intersection by the 2005 Chevy 1500 driven by Sanders. The accident happened around 5:45 p.m. Sunday. The truck driven by Sanders and registered to Greg Fort of Corning sustained $8,000 damage, while Clark's truck was considered a total loss. Officials say that Clark was cited for failing to yield upon entering a through highway. A Nevada man was injured Sunday afternoon during a single-vehicle accident on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says 48-year-old Dwayne Morgan of Fallon, Nevada, was eastbound on I-80 near the Underwood exit when he lost control of his pickup. The 2001 Dodge Ram crossed the median and continued to cross the westbound lanes into a ditch where it hit several trees and traveled through a fence before coming to rest in a cornfield. Morgan was transported by Underwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. That accident happened around 12:10 p.m. Sunday. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer is asking for motorists to be extremely cautious when traveling the roads, especially the gravel and dirt roads, due to the dusty conditions and for slow-moving and sometimes oversized vehicles used during this harvest season. The advice follows two separate accidents that happened over the weekend, during which four people were injured. Palmer says the dust from the roads and harvest equipment can make it extremely hard to see traffic in any direction at times, especially during dusk and at night. He says two female passengers in an SUV were injured Saturday morning when the 49-year-old Kimberly Walker of Essex lost control of the vehicle about 4 miles northwest of Red Oak. The sheriff says Walker was traveling east on 150th Street at around 10:15 a.m. Saturday, when as she rounded a curve and started down a hill, she came upon a large cloud of dust. Walker came upon a grain wagon being pulled by a tractor and was unable to stop in time. Her 2011 Chevy Suburban hit the back of the trailer, but the driver of the 1992 John Deere tractor, 50-year-old Harv Johnson of Essex, never felt the impact and continued on to Essex. Walker and her 6- and 4-year-old grandsons, Jacob and Caden Robinette of Essex, were not injured. Her Suburban sustained $60,000 damage and was considered a total loss. No citations were issued. A second accident in Page County happened around 12:30 a.m. Sunday near Clarinda when 16-year-old Joshua Sickles of Clarinda lost control of the SUV he was driving. Sheriff Palmer said Sickles was traveling westbound on 200th Street when he looked over to the passengers and failed to keep his eyes on the road. The 2003 Chevy Suburban he was driving came to rest against some trees on the south side of 200th Street in the 2700 block. Sickles, who was wearing his seatbelt, was not hurt. Four passengers in his vehicle, 15-year-olds Natalie Donahue, Hallie Goody, and Christy Ross, along with 16-year-old Samantha Swanson, all of Clarinda, suffered possible unknown injuries. They were transported by Clarinda EMS to the Clarinda Regional Hospital. Deputies were not immediately able to determine if the teens were wearing their seatbelts. Sickles was cited for failure to maintain control. The SUV sustained $12,000 damage and was considered a total loss. News time is 7:13.
Jenny has prepaid from U.S. Cellular with calling, texting, and browsing for $40 a month.
It's awesome.
Julie has prepaid with calling, texting, and browsing from a different wireless company.
Not awesome.
Jenny is on a great network.
I'm always in touch with friends.
Julie is on a different network.
I don't always get my friends' calls.
Jenny is happy.
So happy.
Julie, not so much.
I don't like this game anymore. I'm leaving.
I'll call you.
With prepaid from U.S. Cellular, talk, text, and browse for $40 a month with the highest call quality and network satisfaction of any national carrier. Because it's not just prepaid, it's prepaid remade.
Now at U.S. Cellular, get the Samsung Chrono for just $19.99. A $30 activation fee may be required. Other charges and conditions apply. See store for details.
Visit a U.S. Cellular store to learn more.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Isn't it about time you felt happy about your prepaid cellular service? You can, you know. Just come in and see me, and we'll get you set up for just $40 a month, plus many more plans to choose from. Rex Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. cellular agent in downtown Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, 83-year-old Mardell Hancock of Waverly and formerly of Indianola died October 8th. A graveside service for Mardell Hancock will be today at 5 p.m. at the Memorial Garden Cemetery in Atlantic. Stephen E. Madison, age 61, of Dubuque, died Thursday. Graveside committal and veterans' rights for Stephen Madison will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Mount Olivet Cemetery. The Leonard Funeral Home and Crematory is in charge of the arrangements. 84-year-old James R. Larson of Harlan died Friday. Memorial services for James Larson will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 70-year-old Marvin Frank Musich of Westphalia died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Marvin Musich will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 42-year-old Richard Eugene Williamson of Loveland, Colorado, and formerly of Anita, died October the 8th. Graveside services for Richard Williamson will be Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. 96-year-old Anne Marie Kwapaszewski of Harlan and formerly of Panama died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Anne Marie Kwapaszewski will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 85-year-old Dixie Dell Goodner of Harlan died October 12th in Koshkonong, Wisconsin. A massive Christian burial service for Dixie Dell Goodner will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 70-year-old Orville Snyder of Atlantic died Thursday at the Cass County Hospice Center. No services are planned for Orville Snyder. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. 58-year-old Connie Jameson of Greenfield died Sunday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Connie Jameson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And 64-year-old Robert Pigsley of Des Moines and formerly of Anita died Sunday at his home. Services for Robert Pigsley are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home. Our news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters, batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.